Daniel X with Commander Q.
36 XY Commander Q.
36 X with Commander Q. Train.
And spirit and all right, thank you.
August 31st, 99, and 7:15 p.m. I'm on the coolest 10 speed in the world. Got to hit it back in 15 minutes though, so me riding around, reporting from Black Rock City. All right, Black Rock Desert, Nevada. Brush tape.
You don't miss nothing, but you know, it's just fine. You know, get the road to half the stuff.
Getting this volume from the new greatest show on earth. I can't even possibly fucking describe this all. And the fact that it's no money, all about art. It just, like, it really. It's really wonderful. I'm tripping right now on a small handful of mushrooms. Not enough though to make me not be able to see. Like good psychedelics, compelling me to see better and deeper and farther. I think I'd like to say tripped out here every night. I haven't tripped in like 2.5 weeks, so it's hitting me somewhat hard. It's great. Neon bikes. Neon Burning Man. I love this bike. This bike is so fucking cool. I'm gonna now try to capture some of the sounds of Burning Man.
Dangerous.
Mystery. It's real and it's illusory. This is fucking it. I want to keep this bike. Sure, I bike this all fucking time. I'm tripped out on writing. I'm not writing yet. But I can't quite write about this yet. I've got to take it in. I've got to take it in visually, I've got to take it in orally, I've got to take it in with all my senses. And then trust my pen. Trust my pen. Trust my pen. Trust my pen. 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 Trust. 10, 10, art, trust, 10, 10, art, 10, trust, trust, 10, trust, trust, 10, art, art, yes, art, 10, 10, art, 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 10, 10, 10, art, pen, art, pen, pen, art. gotten onto the main stuff. I'm roving around in the, well, not really the outskirts, just sort of a break. Bike riding in the dark is kind of freaky. Sky, man. Moon's like in and out. It's like a fucking, I don't even want to call it this. I mean, it's beyond fucking moon. It's like a fucking another light. You know, like a weird, strange kind of lighted situation. late for returning my book, my bike. But I gotta keep going, man. I just gotta keep fucking going. I wish I could send you pictures with my tape. Definitely wish I could. Wish you were here, man. I'm grateful you're there to project this shit back, but... still building. Still more shit going up. This thing's huge and there's still more shit going up. Bike across the playa, which is completely dark, the center area around which all the camps are circled. Hoping for the best. This is great. This is fucking incredible. I don't know if the sounds are conveying it. I don't think they can. But they're doing the best they can, I guess. I mean, they're doing what sounds do. If it sounds like an acid trip, it is. I'm tripping. This shit is tripped out. I'm in the middle of the fucking desert. I'm riding a bike in an absolutely lightless fucking desert. Surrounded by fucking lights on all sides and a 50-foot neon fucking man. Silhouetted against a fucking mountain. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's a dream. I was reading tonight the Bible in an appropriate place. I was taking a fucking shit. Shit took a while, but it came out alright. I guess that's good. They hurt when they don't come out alright, so there it was. And I'd, Skyped a copy of the Bible from a hotel in Nevada, Wendover, Nevada, way back when. And I was looking at it. I was curious. This fucking book, what does it mean? And it talks about fucking God creates all this shit. Right? He creates all this shit. And then he creates man. He tries to mate up man with a fucking animal, first of all, which is kind of interesting. He doesn't mate him up with Eve, first of all. He, like, parades all these fucking animals in front of Adam. Adam names all the animals, but deems none of them fit to be his mate. So, sort of ride comprehensively. But what I'm saying is he creates woman and then there's this fucking snake, and I guess this snake's supposed to be the fucking devil, right? And the snake tempts Eve to eat from the tree of good and evil. And in this fucked up book, knowledge of good and evil means that you want to, a huge flame in the distance. Knowledge of good and evil means, Jesus, holy shit, there's this huge fucking fire in the distance. It's like a flamethrower, right? Knowledge of good and evil means that you put on clothes, you're ashamed. Shame of the human body is equated with knowledge of good and evil. It's like it's just very perfunctorily fucking laid out there. Eat of apple, God said no. God said no, eat of apple. Right. Apple, you know, is knowledge of good and evil, and good and evil has to do with being naked. And naked is equated with fucking bad. It's like, now that we know the difference between good and bad, we know that covering up is the right thing to do, because not covering up is bad. Okay. And then they're expelled before they eat of the tree of life and know everything and have immortality too. They're kicked out. Now listen, y'all. This scene, this thing I'm in, is a refutation on every level of that kind of weird, fucked up bullshit. And that weirdo, fucked up bullshit that keeps us down and keeps us apart from each other and has no value. It has no value. There's no value in saying this. There's no value in saying we're expelled from something. Expelled from something because we know good and evil, and good and evil has to do with wearing clothes. I mean, CSNY thing. Woodstock, written by Joni Mitchell, about getting back to the garden. And, you know, that's fine. But it's beyond the fucking garden, man. It's like, fucking dispose of that fucking bullshit myth, period. There is no garden to get back to. It's all garden. And none of it's garden. And talking about fucking it being a garden is fucking stupid. This fucking mythical garden we were expelled from for disobedience, essentially, to a fucking, like, a god in the shape of man. Man said no to man, rejected hierarchy, chose his mate over his boss, and got punished. So anyway, I read like 3 chapters of the book of Genesis, and that was pretty much it. That was all I needed to fucking read. You know, that was all I needed to read. It's all fucked. Maybe good as literature, as they say, but it's fucked for any other reason. Is fucking incredible. Stop for a moment. This bike has one brake, but it's a very good brake. It's just like endless numbers of things to see, and what's wonderful is it doesn't end tonight. What's wonderful is everybody who's been before says, basically, you ain't seen nothing yet. Like, it's gonna keep building. How can something this fucking incredible keep building? How can this not be the whole fucking thing? How can this not be just a fucking dream? But it's not a dream. I'm going back to help build a temple of the eternal mysteries, conceived by Chuck Nichols, inspired by this festival last year. I'm fucking lost, I think. No, I'm starting to see things I've seen before. But anyway, this is fucking incredible. It's ridiculous. Good speed going on the bike and on the brake. Eyes looking around for whatever the fuck there is to see. Trying to pay attention. Why can't I do this in a car? I'm feeling so. Oops. Sorry. I guess cars don't go, bikes don't go as fast, and they don't as often get into traffic, and their rules are more intuitive and organic. There's less shit to operate. Something finally. I think I know how to get back. You know, things get a little more coherent as I know how to get where I gotta get to. It's midnight. Maybe it's not. I don't know if it's midnight. The giant fucking clock saying it's midnight. Which is cool. It's necessary to reconceive it all, man. Shot the wall ahead of my camera. I think that's all I'm going to use at the moment. You know, it's funny. It becomes more spectator-like at night. You can see the sort of the problem. It shits out. People are walking by and experiencing it, but yeah. substitute for this, man. There's the fucking, like, thing you can say, well, it's this sort of same thing. There's nothing like this. People are doing this because they want to do it. Because they want to be part of something. Back, giving up this bike with great affection and deep regret. Oh my god. The bike's a little late, but it's back.
No problem. Hey, at least you're getting back.
I rode, like...
Hey, what time do you have?
I have 11:57.
Okay, cool. It's midnight. So,
What is that?
Generator baffle.
Oh, wow. Does it work? Yeah.
Yeah, we put the door in, we couldn't hear Richard.
That's really what it's for, it's for a rich battle. We were tired of his camera.
So what happened to the floor laying party? Or has that been moved back yet another 2 hours?
No, we're almost done. I think it will be a moving generator and then I suspect it's going to be back about 10 minutes.
Alright, more later.
Sanyo X with Commander Q.
36 with Commander K.
36 X with Commander Q. Train.
And spirit and all right.
Thank you. I'm walking. There you go, now I'm walking. Because, I don't know, walking's kind of interesting too. Especially if you're tripping. Everything is interesting when you're tripping.
I could have finished that off.
I could use a hit too, actually.
Hey, Chuck.
Oh, really?
That's right, we're headed toward Brownies. Working on the port.
Hey.
Hi, I'm Derek.
I'm Ray.
Nice to meet you, Ray.
Nice to meet you.
Derek was with us last year.
Cool.
I don't know. I don't actually know.
Oh, sorry.
You've inherited the
I like meeting people over and over again.
That was the first, Rich was the second. Who
will be next? Maybe Ray.
Yeah, I'll be the next one.
I got this to the garbage.
Bye.
You know, right here is the entrance.
I can see it. We're going to use that light because it's perfect. It's
all right. And just don't hit my truck. A big fucker.
Yeah, Chuck's reserving that privilege for himself.
Yeah.
So, Chuck, I have to tell you. I just rode around the whole thing.
Wow.
Tripping.
Wow. Hey.
It's just fucking insane.
Yeah?
It's just fucking insane. I don't even know a word to describe it. I'm totally fucking speechless, except I have to talk, of course.
Wow.
Hey, putting something over the tiny orange cap. Hey man, you got any tiny orange caps? Wow, really hard to see here. What's your footing?
Yes, sir.
Well, I have just removed the handle.
The handles?
The handles for the generator.
Whoa.
Huh.
I almost didn't make it back. There was one of those camps with the flashing, you know, strobe light.
You got stuck?
The fucking hallucinogenic videos, and, you know. And I met these two guys who were drinking absinthe.
Oh, yeah?
They were way out in the middle, and they were looking up at the stars.
Did you try any?
Oh, no. They just...
figured you were already on enough.
No, I told them I was tripping. They said they were drinking absinthe, and they wanted... mushrooms. I don't have any. I'm sorry. I divested myself today.
I heard it said somewhere that one day all good things come to an end. I turn around to see you. If I do or not, it all depends. I was born the day I met you. Lived a while when you loved me. Died a little when we broke apart. Yesterday it would have mattered. Now today it doesn't mean a thing. All my hopes and dreams have shattered. I was born the day I met you.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Let's see. Here it is. Alright. So I've got to, like, breathe hard. I want to do a hard, hard suck.
Yeah, smoke a little of the cigarette first.
Smoke a little of the cigarette first. Yeah.
I feel fucked up, but don't feel that bad. Are my words coming out? Yeah. I'm starting to get some hard visuals at first. And then I looked up and saw the stars. That was cool. I still feel pretty fucked up, but not.
You don't feel like this?
No, no. I don't think so.
Try to do some more. Let's go the rest of it.
Okay.
I'm gonna hit 30 with the light.
So,
I don't know.
Do you think we're missing something?
spirit, long radio,
Previous entry was recorded on Wednesday, September 1st, 1999, at about 11 p.m., Black Rock City, Black Rock Desert, Nevada. This entry is recorded Thursday, September 2nd, 1999, 10:14 p.m. I'm about to do a hit of ecstasy, MDMA, and then later on do a tab of LSD, and this process is called candy flipping. By the way, I'm in my tent right now. I don't plan to be in my tent for very long. There's too much absolute wacko-ness going on here right now. But I'm going to start here and continue from here. I guess that's it for now. I don't know what I'll be saying into this thing later if I talk into it at all, but I wanted to at least record something at the outset. Later. By the way, my ecstasy pill has engraved into it a shell. It's very pretty.
Yeah. The sounds of Burning Man, day four. We gotta get this ecstasy rolling trip down. And I'm gonna make it all fucking happen tonight. Totally. Passed by Picasso Camp, where they provide the art and other people provide the paintings or something like that. I'm not biking tonight, I'm walking. Supposed to bartend at midnight, but I may never show up. I can't tell. I don't know yet. This is really exciting. To be at the real edge of the counterculture, the far newest edge of the counterculture. And doing ecstasy, which is a very important drug in the counterculture, and very important to people in emotional ways. Is going to go until it ends. There's a submarine in the playa. That's pretty cool. It has the appearance, it's built to look like it's a submarine that is half immersed or half submerged in the playa. I'm going to to go into something called the rabbit hole because I'm interested.
You have to really kneel, it doesn't care.
Yeah.
The rabbit hole. That sunken submarine, by the way, is called HMS Love. Did ecstasy 26 minutes ago. Really hug anybody any more than I usually want to hug people, so I don't know. This music. Music either. watching what I think is Bianca's, formerly Bianca's smut shack.
X with Commander Q.
36 X with Commander Q.
36 X with Commander Q. Train.
And Spirit and Long Radio. Long Radio. Long Radio.
Life is so beautiful.